Exclusive: Doctors Warn of Movement to Turn Physicians into Social Justice Warriors. By Brecken Eftis on March 17, 2023. Short Pump, Virginia. Dr. Stanley Goldfarb, chair of medical advocacy group Do No Harm, warned of a growing movement by American medical schools and professional organizations to turn physicians into social justice warriors. Breitbart News obtained exclusive access to a private lecture to around 130 doctors and medical professionals near Richmond, Virginia, who see their profession under threat of racialized care and politically oriented medical decision-making. Goldfarb spoke about his time as associate dean for curriculum at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, where he saw the encroachment of critical race theory-style ideologies into schools meant to train future doctors. Medical education is really on the decline, Goldfarb said, as they started to worry more and more about the social conditions from where patients come. Goldfarb asked rhetorically, "What am I supposed to do about their housing problems? When we had problems, you know what we did about those problems. We referred them to social workers," the kidney specialist continued. Goldfarb went on to explain a push to force climate change classes for doctors, as well as a requirement on many medical school applications that students explain the depth of their support for diversity, equity, and inclusion ideology. The changes to the teaching of medicine at Penn came after a person steeped in wokeism within Doctor of Education, the same education doctorate held by First Lady Jill Biden, started making changes. If there is a center of Marxism in the United States, it exists in schools of education, Goldfarb said. There was a growing sense that sociologists and other non-doctors were running parts of the medical field. This movement says that we should treat people differently based on their skin color, Goldfarb said, referencing prominent critical race theorist Ibram X. Kendi's line that the only remedy to past discrimination is present discrimination. In New York and Utah, there were algorithms created to ensure racialized access to health care, the doctor explained, where if you were a black patient, you would have 3 points, and if you were a white patient, you would have 0 points. Another instance at Harvard saw patients admitted to the emergency room for heart failure, where more black patients were admitted to the general medicine wing, whereas more white patients were taken to the cardiology wing. While that story was made about race, Goldfarb explained, the decisions were actually made based on medical need, the way decisions should be made according to everyone in the room. Despite that, Harvard decided to remedy the issue by offering black patients the option for general medicine or cardiology, while not offering the same option to white patients. We need to be able to trust patients, and patients need to be able to trust us, Goldfarb said, concerned about the erosion of doctor-patient relationships. When we see patients, we worry about them, and we worry about giving them the best care possible. One way the erosion manifests, Goldfarb told Breitbart News, is there are a growing number of black patients requesting black doctors and a growing number of white patients requesting white doctors because neither feels they will be treated fairly while receiving medical care. That's not the America we want to have, he said. The lecture acted as somewhat of a grassroots introduction to Do No Harm, with the goal of motivating medical professionals to start making their voices heard, speaking with their networks, and trying to return the medical profession to one that is truly patient-centered. Along those lines, Goldfarb explained the goal of what he calls medical apartheid. Do No Harm has model legislation for states to consider, and Goldfarb has been running a circuit testifying before state legislatures. Part of such legislation is canceling any requirement for doctors to go through bias training to get their medical licenses renewed and ending diversity, equity, and inclusion requirements at medical schools. There would be a race-blind admissions process so that schools can focus on the most talented individuals. Aside from the racial issues in medicine, Do No Harm is also a vocal opponent of the panacea-style pursuit of the gender-affirming care model of care for children identifying as transgender. We believe that children should not be subjected to any of these treatments, Goldfarb said. We're treating patients as members of a group and not as individual patients. It has nothing to do with being transphobic. It has to do with the children, and it really does not help them, he said of the transgender issue. While Goldfarb said there has been progress in Republican-led states on this issue, There remain significant hurdles in Democrat-led states where the ideology runs deep in political leadership. However, there is one area of hope, the doctor explained. In that detransitioners are starting to file lawsuits against doctors, hospitals, and pharmaceutical companies for pushing them toward the permanent destruction of their bodies. During a question and answer portion, Goldfarb was asked if he thought a Hillsdale-style solution of medicine would be feasible. The questioner was met with applause from the whole room. Goldfarb pointed to three medical schools, University of North Carolina, Texas A&M, and University of Houston, that have publicly rejected day activities. He said it would probably be difficult to start a new medical school and that he would rather fight the fight against the entire complement of schools. Brecken Eftese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftese.